is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Jumping right into your phone calls. Of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. And then coming up, some good news about Rand Paul. I was a skeptic, I must say, and I've got something that he deserves praise for. So we'll get to that here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls. Ross is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ross.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Meg, Mark.
What's on your mind tonight, Ross?
I'm a little behind on the podcast, so I saw something the other day on Lou Rockwell's blog. It's a video, not from them, but from somebody in Delaware about the Delaware Department of Transportation just ripping down basketball hoops from people's yards.
I heard something about that, but...
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were along the street.
Yeah, they were, I guess you... They could call it an easement or something, but it's between, like, the sidewalk and the street.
Okay.
The one video, it's really well done by, he's a great videographer. He kept the video on the whole time. It's 3 minutes of confrontation, and it's amazing to see the homeowner. And he has a cane, and he's just complaining. And he kind of reminds me of Michael Badnarich.
Who's the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate from 2004. So you're saying, is the idea here that these basketball hoops are so close to the road that it's encouraging kids to, like, basically kids are playing in the streets and the Department of Transportation wants to keep the kids safe, and so therefore they're tearing down the hoops? What's their excuse?
I don't know. That might be the backstory, but this one was on a really calm cul-de-sac. And then they also took down some of these portable hoops that you roll out, because they had a still photo of a dump truck of, like, 8 of these hoops.
Jeez.
Anyway, this one confrontation is really unbelievable. It's worth a look. His wife goes up and sits on it while the bulldozer comes. And there's three transportation workers there. There's a state trooper in his jack boots. And then there's this really ugly chick. She just got anger. She's in this real dowdy outfit, but she's got a piece on her head, you can tell. She's like a plain clothes bureaucrat that's saying, "Oh, please don't make me arrest you." It's turning violence on him.
Yeah, it was my understanding that these hoops were taken down because some busybody complained about them.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't have anything really to do with safety. I don't know what the busybody's reason was.
Sure, I believe that, yeah. And, so it's just, these people, that you can tell that this man and his wife are not experienced at all, but there's something in them that's just coming out. And the other great part of the video is this videographer just did not quit filming.
Was he told to?
Worth a look. No, I don't believe so. I can't say for sure, but at least the bureaucrat didn't come to get her face or camera. I shouldn't be bothered, but maybe they're beyond shame. I don't know. Delaware.
Thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'll talk to you guys another time.
Thanks, Ross. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I've got a story here from apparently Springfield, Illinois, about the basketball hoop situation in Delaware. Greg Giedel says his portable basketball pole and hoop hasn't been a problem in the 6 years that it's been at the end of his cul-de-sac. But last week, the city of Springfield received several complaints about Giedel's hoop and gave him 10 days to remove it or face a fine.
So Springfield, Delaware.
It sounds like it here. He said that the city cited this... it's not clear. He said the city cited the same code violation that prompted Delaware state officials last month to order a family to remove their basketball hoop. So maybe... I don't know. I'm not clear on this here as to where this is. But it doesn't matter, because this could happen where you are. And maybe the exact same code is in Delaware as it is in Springfield, Illinois. Of course, there's Springfields all over the damn place, so there may be a Springfield, Delaware. But a lot of cities will take boilerplate code and they'll institute it in their area. So a lot of government bureaucrats kind of copy their work, basically. So they'll look and they'll see, oh, well, this is working over in working. And
that working, means, raising money.
Right, working in the favor of the state,
yes.
Right, by raising money and making people obedient. And so they look and they see what they can borrow from other places.
Get away with.
Right, and then they'll literally just grab the code and then copy it and put it in their section,
yep.
Boilerplate. Anyway, they cited the same code violation that prompted Delaware state officials last month to order a family to remove their basketball hoop. And according to Ross there, it was more than one family. They were going around just collecting these things. He said he believes recent media reports, including the State Journal Register, about the Delaware family's hoop removal prompted complaints about his own. Gettle doesn't have any neighbors near his home on Charlike Avenue, which is directly next to a power utility station. That's why he was perplexed when the Springfield Legal Department sent him a letter last week telling him to move the mobile hoop. The city reportedly had received 6 complaints about the hoop in 7 days.
Jeez.
He says, we've never had a problem. Nobody's ever been injured.
Right. How can, you know, what, how can people get so, you know, I mean, was it, I'm just trying to imagine how they got 6 complaints in 7 days.
I don't know.
By the way, I don't believe them. I mean, yeah. I think that they're lying. I think that you can see a code enforcer, you know, would roll by and say, oh, lock that. And mm-hmm. then they'll say whatever they want to say in order to get your stuff removed.
Well, or it could be, again, as Meg suggested, it's about money, right? So
yeah.
They could have seen the news coverage about the Delaware thing. Like, oh, wow, look at that. They're getting money out of people by finding them for having basketball.
But I don't
hoops.
Think they find them. They just tore them down in Delaware.
Well, I don't know, Mark.
That's what I've watched.
We don't know, Mark. Just because they go yep. around tearing down the hoops doesn't mean they aren't issuing fines at the same time.
That's true.
Okay?
They could show up later.
They want obedience and your money.
Yeah.
So they could be sending people threatening letters first saying, you need to remove your hoops. And people are like, what are you talking about? It's been here for 6 years. I mean, this is my family's hoop. Are you kidding me? You're going to take the basketball hoop down from my son here. My kids are playing out in the street. It's completely safe. I'm just kind of recoiling at the
yeah.
absurdity.
Usually basketball hoops and, like, especially cul-de-sacs become like community areas
yeah,
for
absolutely.
A bunch of people around to just, you know, the basketball hoop down the street.
Right, so the family may just simply recoil at the stupidity of this and think that they could do something to try to challenge it. Who knows? Maybe write a letter back. We talked about a story earlier where some folks had written back to the city of the gardener. The guy that was fined over $5,000 for having too many vegetables growing in his garden. He tried to, instead of just obey, he tried to have a conversation with them. And, of course, they didn't get him anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, people aren't necessarily going to obey the diktat immediately. They're going to try to maybe feel it out or talk to the bureaucrats or whatever. But by that time, they may have incurred a fine. Then the fine may be in the mail at the same time as the government bureaucrats come by to steal the basketball hoop. So don't put it past them is all I'm saying. So, oh, and by the way, as far as the complaints are concerned, I had a complaint issued against me a few years ago for my tenants having a couch out in their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It was a government bureaucrat who issued that complaint.
Yeah.
So maybe they did get 6 complaints, but maybe the 6 complaints, 6 of the 6, came from somebody in the department of, you know, whatever that filled out a complaint form.
You know, once they work for the government, they should no longer have a vote. They should no longer be able to use the government apparatus against people. If they're going to be civil servants, then they shouldn't be citizens any longer. And that's, you know, that's the way I see it. If you're going to work for this organization, which has the monopoly privilege on the use of violence, you should not be able to use it. Because clearly you have an advantage in its use. When you see voting going on, you'll see us often on the local level, just local votes and things like that. You'll see, you know, sometimes turnouts of 5% to 10%. Those are all the bureaucrats going out
and
voting.
Family members.
And their family members.
Should they
friends,
be allowed?
Church.
Should family members be allowed?
You know, until they go and work for the government.
So I think that's a neat idea, Mark, and I've never heard that one proposed before. I mean, we kind of just, I think we've maybe you've touched on it before.
I've said that before. But yeah.
The actual proposal to make that a change in government, that would be something that maybe could work here in New Hampshire.
I don't see why you can't take somebody's vote away. It's never going to happen. I mean, they're going to have swastikas on the campaign sign.
Yeah.
You know, they'll make a big deal.
They'll say you're taking away their free speech.
They're already pissed.
Just fire them, and then you won't have the problem.
1-800-259-9231. There are already these protests, though, by the union people, apparently, here in New Hampshire. More come up about the basketball hoops. Or your calls.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Enjoy them on us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it there for yourself. If you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. You have to know how to move the court, how to, you know, get evidence, do discovery, all these different things. Jurisdictionary will show you how to, you know, what objections to do. It'll show you how to do it. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It works in all the state and federal courts. It works in actually countries around the world, U.S., Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, Puerto Rico. It's not just for traffic tickets. It's for everything. It's for jurisdictionary.com. And, you know, I've taken the course, and I think it's great. So good that I bought it myself, and I recommend it for you. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We can come back to the basketball issue here in a moment. We'll get, take your calls, of course, about absolutely anything and start with Mark, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey there, you're on here.
Good evening. Thank you. Yeah, I got Circus of Safety Nazis. I got one office happy, and then I got another office of them coming snooping around. I don't know what they're going to want.
What's going on?
I got a garage that's bigger than my house. And it's separated by an alley, and so there's ordinances about storage and parking and have things and do things, and none of that's allowable because, God forbid, I'd make an honest dollar or provide something somebody'd want. But now they're talking about accessory structure can't be on a piece of ground without a house next to it, among other things. And so round and round I go.
So because the property is separated by an alley that they put through at some point, that it's not acceptable to have that structure on that property?
No. You have to have a house before you can have a garage. And this has been there since 1945, and this ordinance BS come along in the late 80s. And so,
what are they trying to do to you as a result of this?
I got to clean up a few things, and parts of my fence are too high. That I built because I had theft of some of my metal materials.
You need to make it easier for the thieves.
Yeah,
know where your fence is, man,
too.
And don't get guns.
Right.
I got them. I hope I never need to use them.
Right. I heard that, man.
And so, and what if you guys? I've been trying to find that Island Called Liberty book. I haven't seen it on the website. And also, if you could post some of the names of the bands of the bumper music, I wouldn't mind looking into that.
There's actually a thread on the Free Talk Live BBS. If you look for music beds, that'll probably pull it up. But there's a lot of Testament and Megadeth and Grip Inc. Those are like the three primary ones.
And the Island Called Liberty, it's a children's book that you know, talks about the ideas of liberty, and it's great for kids, probably from, you know, the ages of two, if you're going to read it to them, on up
to... Yeah, there's two daycares around my neighborhood. I'd like to get a copy of that.
Great idea.
Seven or eight. And you can just go to freemarketunderdog.com. It's freemarketunderdog.com, and it's right there. You know, the guy's blog is there, plus you can purchase the book. It's an awesome book. I've got it for my son, and he really, really enjoys it. You know, he cycles in and out of books that he likes and
wants to read the same one over and over for a while and then stops.
Oh, I did that with Once Upon a Potty.
I've done that.
Right. That's what he wants to talk about right now. Now, he's talking about pottying. He hasn't actually.
I think
done
they made a men's
himself.
Version of Once Upon a Potty, but basically it says and sat like 800 times in the book. And I made my family sit down and like point to each one and read every single one. If they tried to skip one, I'd make them start over.
Like, yeah, they hated me. I got my website. I still can't get anybody to go to. I don't know why they're so afraid. They must think I'm going to entrap them in some
Which
kind of
website?
Thing. Free ordinance or stopordnancesprawl.org.
Okay.
I designed it so you could report cases of government abuse, and I was hoping to get enough names that I could go down to city county council with 50 names of angry people.
Oh, they don't care if you're angry. They'll just pass more. But I think it's a neat idea, and I hope it works out for you. And I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we were talking about this basketball hoop story. A guy called in to say there's video, apparently, that's fairly, like, exciting of these government bureaucrats coming and threatening a family over having a basketball hoop in Delaware. I did a quick news search on Google for Delaware basketball hoops. Came up with a story. Sounds like it's in Springfield, Illinois. I mean, by all indicators. They're saying here that this Delaware story was so big that the bureaucrats in Springfield got it in their heads that they could start going around and doing the same thing to people with basketball hoops in their driveway slash, right out on the street. Because you don't want to put it in your driveway if you can put it out next to the street because the street's more flat, right? You can...
Yeah.
easier play basketball on the street.
And you don't have to move it out of the way to get the car in the garage or anything like that.
Right. So so in this case, Greg Giedel says that his basketball pole and hoop has not been a problem for the 6 years it's been at the end of his cul-de-sac. He lives in a neighborhood where there aren't really any neighbors even near his home because he's right next to a power utility station. And so he was shocked when the Springfield Legal Department sent him a letter telling him to move the hoop. The city claims they received 6 complaints about the hoop in 7 days. He says, we've never had a problem. No one's ever been injured. I thought it was funny that once the article ran in the paper, someone said, there's a basketball rim in the street. Let's call and complain. Giedel noted that the city...
So what article?
The article about the Delaware situation.
Oh.
So the news about Delaware hit in Springfield, and then all of a sudden, 6 complaints come into the code enforcement department about his basketball hoop.
Well, you've got busybodies now that have read an article and feel they need to go out and be vigilant.
But what are the odds? I mean, he's not even near any neighbors. So who is doing this?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it.
Well, that's just it. You'll never find out unless you go to court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what I learned when it happened to me. When somebody complained about my tenants having a couch out in their lawn, the first thing that I said to this code enforcement bureaucrat that came up was, look, I'd be happy to move the couch as long as this person will come here. One of the first things I said, as long as this person will come here and meet me and ask me to do it like a good neighbor would do so, instead of calling you, the gang member in here, to threaten me with violence, which is what the government does. It's their only tool, is to threaten people with violence to get their way. Just have this person come down and speak to me. Hey, I noticed that there's this couch out near your lawn. Would it be possible to get you to move that? It's not the most attractive thing. I don't know. I'm sure a nice way to approach that conversation, a neighborly way to approach it. It is not neighborly to threaten your neighbors with violence right out the gate and, you know, to try to get them to do what you want them to. And the guy claimed that he would go and ask the complaining party about this, then came back later to say that the complaining party did not want to meet with me. And so therefore I said, well, I'm not going to move the couch. And so it went to trial.
If it's not that big of a deal to you that you want to actually say it to the person's face, then it's obviously not that big of a deal,
right? Well, I don't know about that, Meg. It's just that people have been trained to use the system.
True.
They've been trained that this is the way it's done. Plus that if you've got a problem, you go to the government.
They're scared of confrontation. They're reticent to deal with confrontation. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're reticent to deal with the confrontation, then whatever the issue is isn't big enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's if you don't have the balls to say it to somebody, don't say it.
1-800-259-9231, but the government has short-circuited that by making it so that if you don't have the balls, you can just call the state, and then they'll just do your dirty work for you. So I did actually find out who the person was because I asked the question during my cross-examination during the trial, and the guy didn't want to say, but he was forced to by the judge. Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy flu away elderberry liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. And speaking of those features, by the way, if you get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, you'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. They're all there and all free, of course. So go to news.freetalklive.com. And by the way, we also have a webcam on our site, which is free. That cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
So we're talking about a basketball hoop controversy going on across the country, apparently. It's not just
an epidemic.
Well, maybe that way soon. It's spreading from Delaware now to Springfield, Illinois, and who knows what other bureaucrats will get it into their heads to start harassing families for daring to extend their basketball hoop into the city streets.
And aren't they doing a big push for kids to get outside and stop watching TV or, like, go out and play for an hour or something?
Great point.
This is what the government does all of the time. It constantly contradicts itself.
Yep. Yep. So the story here is this family had this hoop up for 6 years in the exact same location, and now all of a sudden it's a problem after this Delaware story hits about the Delaware bureaucrats going around and confiscating people's basketball hoops and threatening them over having them. All of a sudden, 6 complaints ostensibly filed within a 7-day period against this one family. They noted that all of the 6... Giedold is the man. He noted that the city received all 6 complaints after the article was published in the paper. The woman who complained about the hoop did so because her 16-year-old daughter recently learned to drive, he said. Huh? So? What's that have to do with anything?
Well, I don't know.
She driving around the cul-de-sac where this guy lives, near the power station where there are no other families nearby, there are no other homes nearby. Is she just driving around there? Is it somehow more dangerous because there's a pole on the side of the road?
Doesn't make any sense.
Is she going to... what? There are poles on the sides of every road, power lines and things like that.
These are portable
baskets. There's no sign instructing her what to do on that one.
These are portable basketball hoops. If you hit this thing, it's not going to, it's going to maybe, you know, dent or scratch your car, but not dent seriously the car.
The city's communications director confirmed there were two basketball-related code violations cited last week in Springfield. Said that there's been a complaint because of the way these things were set up in the street, he said. These types of violations are complaint-driven, meaning the city doesn't actively look for them. The basketball apparatus that extends into the street is a violation of the city code, and that is the same type of violation that forced the removal of the Delaware family's pole and rim. Springfield City Code states that people cannot have unauthorized obstructions or encumbrances, specifically a basketball hoop on a traffic right-of-way. The obstructions can be forcibly removed if city officials believe it is necessary.
I love how they call it a right-of-way, when usually they've stolen the property from a previous property owner. You know, most people aren't still in the property that was stolen.
And I defy those officials to prove in some way, shape, or form that was, you know, causing some sort of public hazard or concern if he's on a cul-de-sac everything.
It's just so pointless. Like, okay, I get it. If somebody complains, you have to investigate. This is what the police will tell you, too. Well, we only came here because of a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to act on the complaint. You can go investigate it, but you don't have to do anything about it. You could go down the damn cul-de-sac, look at this thing, and say, oh, that's not out in the street.
Yeah, this is a stupid waste of my time. If that person wants to do something about it, they can take them to court.
Yeah.
Right, but instead, the bureaucrats act like robots and, well, we have received a complaint. Basketball hoop near street, right? Mm-hmm. Complaint. I mean, it's just so mindless, and it's just so sad at the same time. And, of course, everybody, for the most part, will be obedient. They'll receive a complaint. They'll be afraid of going to court. They'll be afraid of whatever fine will come or whatever lien they'll be placed on their home for whatever the issue might be, and they'll go ahead and they'll jump through the hoops, so to speak.
So the nice thing about these portable hoops is you can roll them in and roll them out as you need to.
That's true.
And that's what I'd recommend for people is just, hey, you know, if you get somebody complains about it, move the darn thing out of there for a few months, and then, you know, every time you want to play basketball, roll it back. You know that the vast majority of the time that basketball hoop's probably not getting used, but once or twice a year anyway. People imagine they're going to play basketball
Right. We installed one and I played it like maybe twice, and the thing just rotted off from weather.
Yeah.
So the city can remove a hoop without reimbursing the owner, according to the ordinance. And the homeowner said the city's legal department told him there had been one complaint about another basketball hoop on another road. He confirmed that both had been issued citations, the bureaucrat did, and fines can be assessed if the hoops aren't moved. He said he was unsure of what the fine is. He didn't even know his own laws, of course. And yet they expect you to know. They expect you to know their laws.
They do.
Yeah, they themselves
and pay
do
for
not.
Them.
Giedel said of the other violator, now that one's actually in the street where traffic comes by. Mine is so far back in the cul-de-sac, you could turn around without hitting my kids. I understand if they were in the street and blocking traffic. And so, you know, he points out that, yes, his is on wheels and that he will probably move the hoop. Mm. So there you go. Could be coming to a city near you. Don't think for a moment just because you aren't in Delaware or aren't in Springfield, Illinois, that this kind of petty nonsense won't be brought to your neighborhood. Maybe it won't be over a basketball hoop, but as these governments continue to install new ordinances and new controls over our lives, you can just expect more and more absurdity. I mean, we've talked tonight about a man fined 52, for those of you just tuning in, at the beginning of the show, we talked about a man who's fined $5,200, over $5,000 for growing two many vegetables. The city determined that he was growing more vegetables than he was supposed to on his own property. And now you've got another guy threatened with violence because he's got a basketball hoop near the road. I mean, it's just so crazy how anybody can...
Don't forget the Girl Scouts getting, you know, the citation for selling cookies on their own front lawn.
That's right.
Yeah.
This
or
is
in
the
business
land of the free?
Property.
I mean, really?
Nonsense. It's marketing.
Free to do what everybody else tells you to do. That's what it's about.
Yeah, let's talk to Jamie listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, Ian, man?
Hey.
Hi.
Jamie
Mark.
from Wheels Off Liberty. Hey, Jamie, I heard you're going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, maybe.
Yay.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be there, dude. We're going to have a drinking game, I think.
Oh, you? Who's we?
I think he's including
Brett.
You in that.
You and
yeah,
who?
You're in me, Brett. Taryn, and since y'all are kind of a small deal in the radio community, I'm going to invite all members of Free Talk Live. I mean, y'all ride our coattails. We know it. Go ahead, hey, it's nice.
It was only with your help that we were able to win the podcast awards this year.
True.
So thanks to that, Wheels Off Liberty is our co-winner of the podcast awards.
Well, I'm glad to see, by the way, that Wheels Off Liberty is back. It had been gone for like a couple months.
Well, Jamie was in a heroin-induced coma.
You know, it's better than ever now because Mike's gone, and he really brought that tow ship down.
Oh, my God. Wait, that was ship. That was ship. He said ship down. It was a ship down.
Okay.
Yeah, that was ship. Ship.
Sorry, what?
Did that sound like it had a T on the end of it?
I don't know. You never
sound that way, yeah.
Ship's a tough one. Don't act like
you've never said that other word.
Yeah. You ought to hear sometimes the way I say block. It really gets mad.
Oh, I don't want to. So what else were you calling about tonight?
Man, I was calling about that basketball goal deal. And, I mean, while I was on hold, I think Ian kind of mentioned it. And it was the robotic bureaucrats that were actually in the plow, whatever they pull the basketball goal up with. And when are these people going to have enough to say, you know what, my $30,000 paycheck is not enough to go into somebody's property and steal something that their kids don't want? I mean, is that all that the government's really offering anymore, is just a minuscule paycheck in order to go trample on people's liberties?
Yeah. Yeah, great point. Why don't they just start stealing children's candy from them, too, while they're at it?
Well, they might here soon.
You know, I've got the story here of the cop that aces that maces the 8-year-old. So, you know, I mean, they're not that far.
Yeah, and they're doing a study on if food coloring causes like ADHD, and so that might be banned. In which case, they would steal candy.
So, Jamie, you guys are back on the air doing your Wheels Off Liberty podcast. WheelsOffLiberty.com is where folks can go to hear that, right?
It's awesome.
It's not about me. It's about you, Ian.
You know it. Thanks, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, meaning you, the listener. All right, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your calls and thoughts if you want to make them at 800-259-9231. If you would like to join this program, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL, C-A-I does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. So, again, you can take control of the airwaves. We continue with your calls. Matt is listening in Illinois on the amp lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark and Ian and Meg.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
First off, you asked a question about Illinois taxes. Yes, they did go up 66%.
That's confirmed. So that wasn't just proposed. That actually happened?
Yes, that happened in December, just in time for them to apply it to this year's taxes.
Wow.
So it was actually applied to this year's taxes.
What did it do? Go from 3% to 5% or something like that, personal income tax?
Something like that, okay. Something along those lines. The other thing that Illinois does is it's one of the, it's either the only state or one of the only states that bases its gasoline tax on a percentage. It's not like a nickel a gallon or a dime a gallon. It's 5% of the cost. So as gasoline prices go up,
wow,
their revenue also goes up.
Yeah, they're raking in the dough on the gas taxes because you know what I've heard is these oil companies they really don't make that much money per gallon, especially not when you're talking about the gas station itself. It's making almost nothing. It's basically a loss leader to get people to go inside and buy candy bars and soda pops. But that the government is getting something like a dollar of every gallon.
Right. I don't know what it is in Illinois. I just know that it's a percentage, and I believe that the oil companies themselves, you know, make money off of pumping the oil. So the gas stations are something different. And then the other thing is that you're talking about those basketball hoops, and I saw that that story. I saw the YouTube video, and I saw it on a website called Free Talk Live.
Yes, it was at the top one at the on our page.
Right.
Excellent.
So I thought you might want to know that because you said you were looking for it. You could have gone right to your page and found it.
That's right. I thought I had seen it. I just hadn't been there yet tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. At the beginning, the wife of the gentleman that's taking the YouTube is actually sitting on the the basketball hoop, you know, herself. She was thinking about doing that as a protest. Mm. They ended up parking the car in front of it, and the police officers, lady police officer, tells them that they'll be able to keep the basketball hoop if they allow them to take it down, and then when they do end up taking it down, she just drives off with it.
They lied.
And he's yelling about, right, they lied. Yep. So it's a very interesting YouTube to watch.
You're saying it was there at the top. It is not there at this time. So it's, I'm sure you can search for it.
Yeah, I think it's been a couple of days now, so it's been moved.
That was my experience.
It still had like 32 votes when I saw it.
Very good. Thanks for the clue on that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that was it.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, that's probably where I saw the story, but it was one of, you know, there's so much.
Yeah, I saw it posted to Facebook.
I try to click on the top one or two stories at freetalklive.com every time I go there, just as you know, just to make sure that I'm staying in touch with even the versions of stories that we've already covered. I just want to make sure of what it is that people are putting up there.
The solution would be to use our search feature, which is at the top right at freetalklive.com. Just type in basketball. And the top three results are from the last, the top four results, three of them are from the last week. So it's one of those three, maybe more than one. Because our system does have a way of eliminating the same URL. So if somebody puts the same story, if you put in that basketball story as a submission to our website, it'll check against all the URLs that it has in the database, and it'll let you know, oh, that's already here. But if it's a different version of the story, the same story on a different website, then clearly it's not going to be able to check that. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. You can find it there as we continue with Scott, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Oh, the basketball hoops. And here again, I keep hearing, you know, this was code, the code officials, everything, right? And it just keeps bringing me back, and I know you guys probably think I sound like a broken record, but I have had this on your show several times about the International Property Maintenance Code.
Yep.
But, you know, code, you have to remember, code does not make law, and you have to keep telling these people, show me the law where it says that I can't. You know, that I can't have this, or, you know, but most of these codes are interpreted solely by the code official.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to say that that's their law. I mean, it's...
they're getting so aggressive now that they don't even really need a law. They just have to say, well, I said it, you know?
Well, we may be able to say that there's... You may be able to point out the difference between, like, natural law versus government statutes and government ordinances, but they're going to say this is the ordinance and it applies to you because you live in this geographic land area.
Yeah, well, I knew a guy that had just about had his property taken, and he's been the only one that I know of that has fought this and won.
And how did that happen?
Because this has devastated everybody else that I know of.
How did he win?
He just kept telling them, you know, show me the law.
And they didn't show. They were just making stuff up.
It hasn't really stopped anybody from paying the IRS.
It was one thing after another. This started all over three bags of grass clippings and a dented gutter that they said was an unsanitary condition. He said, "Define unsanitary condition." He said, "Well, there's a pop can in your yard." He said, "Well, it doesn't matter." He said, "Go after the person that threw the pop can in my yard, not me." You know, because at the time.
And you're saying they never took him to court.
No, they never took him to court on that until later on. He went to court and later won.
He was found not guilty, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you know what? That's a very unusual case. Of course,
but
most
after,
people...
After that, sir, they had so much trouble even then that he just found it undesirable to even be at the house. So he pretty much, he sold the house at a loss and left.
I don't blame him.
And swore never to come back to Charleston, West Virginia. I'm going to say it right now.
I don't blame him for it, man. But that's it. Good for him for you know, holding them to their feet to the fire on that. But usually they do have code that they can point to and say, well, this is the code, mm-hmm. and here's your citation. Now you're going to court.
And this is the kind of thing...
I remember one other thing too that he said. There was a guy here by the name of George Jarrett. I'm going to go ahead and use their names. And
allegedly.
He asked him. He said, "Yeah." He says, "Why?" He says, "Why have you declared war on Charleston?" He said, "I didn't declare war on Charleston. Charleston declared war on me."
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Megan, Mark.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much, man. First of all, great show on the Scientologists over the weekend.
Thanks, dude.
Man, it was fantastic. I used to fish group around the Clearwater Pass, man. Remind me one of these times to tell you about the Scientologist secret police.
It's Why don't you tell us right now?
quite a group that got there, man.
You know, I just have to say, I was friends with a lot of them. Not all of them are that crazy.
Yeah,
I just don't agree with their religious stuff.
No, I don't think they're crazy.
That's the enforcement arm, though, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me about the secret police. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, ask Jason and Chris and Pat what they know about the woman that they allegedly starved to death in one of their dungeons in Clearwater.
Whoa.
You can look that up. It's all in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Look it up, guys. I've been through there 1,000 times in Clearwater. If you want to have a good time at spring break, take a sign saying Scientology is a cult. Walk through downtown Clearwater, and in about 10 minutes, those guys will have your mother's maiden name. Okay?
Interesting.
I do what I can, Ian.
Thanks, Ned. I appreciate that. So what are you calling about tonight?
What else?
What were you calling about tonight?
Well, it just really warms my heart to hear you guys address the right of the citizens of several states to keep and bear arms, which cannot be infringed according to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even the Constitution, just natural law. Like, I can hold a gun in my hand, therefore I can own one.
Well, you're absolutely protected.
Well, that's the idea.
That's the idea. I'm afraid that went out the window with the first law to regulate the owning and carrying of firearms.
Yeah.
Well, every state's got a little different take. But I'd just like to end this with a quick reading by Alexander Hamilton.
All right.
Who I would rather believe than, let's say, Eric Holder, okay?
Go for it.
Federalist Paper number 29, Hamilton said, in reference to the proper establishment of a militia, he informed of who the militia consists of, what type of arms the militia should possess, and the primary purpose of the militia. But if circumstances should at any time oblige the government to form an army of any magnitude, that army can never be formidable to the liberties of the people. While there is a large body of citizens, little if all inferior to them in discipline and use of arms, stand ready to defend their own rights and those of their fellow citizens.
Yeah, they wanted the military to not exist unless it was absolutely necessary and only for a short period of time. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.